Back at Mesquite Memorial Stadium, where the Longview Lobos go to 7-0 with a 42-19 win over North Mesquite. We're joined now by Longview Lobos head football coach, John King. Coach, congratulations, first of all, on the win. Your thoughts about the game tonight?
Well, it's a win. It puts us, like I said, 7-0, 4-0 in district, which is big. And, you know, driver's seat for a playoff spot, home field advantage, and that gold ball. So it was not a cleanly played ball game. We had some mistakes and some errors and some miscues, missed opportunities, but I thought our kids played extremely hard. We knew that, their offensive skill people were explosive and dangerous. That number five is he's probably as good as what they come. He's big and he's fast, catches the ball well. So, I mean, he made a couple big plays on us, but our number eight made some plays on them, too, in the second half. We felt like we needed to get the ball to him and spread around a little bit more. But, coming in, we knew that we were going to have to go without our two running backs. But that's not a reason for sloppy play. I mean, I thought the guys that, played tonight played extremely well. Kelvin Washington had a big night. He had some rushing touchdowns, caught one for a touchdown. So did some good things. And not very many busts for a first-time guy. It's easy to come in when you're, in the backup role and you've kind of, softened them up a little bit and things are going good and you've got them figured out. But he had to start from the get-go and had some big runs early on. And I thought Jose Soto played well. Mm-hmm. Brandavion Stevenson ran the ball well, they made the most out of their opportunity there. Offensive line, a little disappointed in some of the pressures we got in the first half. We had some missed opportunities there and some penalties that hurt us. Defensively, other than the big plays that they hit to five, I thought we did a good job of stopping their run game and getting them bottled up, I guess out of the first half, I hit 25 or 30 plays and three of them stung. That's the thing. Those three were big for them. So it's a good win for us. We coming over here and just wasn't a big crowd, after a big emotional win at home last week. You've got to find a way to get your own energy there. We've got to play better.
The defensive line, I thought, played really well. Billy Smith had maybe his best game of the season.
Yeah, Billy. When they did, they pressured him. Zari Shepard, I thought he and Rosie did a good job containing the quarterback and getting sacks. But Billy played well. Ethan Pulte, Omarion Watkins, Laquavion Jackson, Jordan Wright, all those guys played extremely well.
It was really a good defensive effort, other than the three explosive plays, really. Yeah. You pretty much had them bottled up.
I think so. And then, they get a defensive scoop and score late. And we put a ball on the ground. But we got a defensive touchdown, too. So, Boone did a good job getting that ball out and scoring. That play that really kind of, I guess that broke it open. It was, 21 to whatever at the time. It made it 28-6. We called timeout trying to get the ball back in the half, and they threw a ball 85 yards, it looked like, and the guy caught it.
Cedar's got a pretty good arm on
him. He does. Tough kid. He got beat around tonight. He's a tough kid. He kept coming back, and he's a leader. But he had some difficult circumstances at times.
Didn't have a whole lot to work with at the end of that. I just say that. Yeah. Your decision to hold Tatum and Elijah Johnson out of the ball game, is that cause for concern? Are they really beat up, or how bad is it?
I don't think so. That decision is based off what the athletic trainers tell me.
Okay.
If they felt like they could play, they'd have played them, but felt like it would be best if they didn't. But oh, no, they both checked out fine. They both will play, moving forward. Next week, I don't know, probably. But I'm, I don't make those decisions.
It's not like you don't have some backup running backs that are almost – I mean, Kelvin Washington looked like Taylor Tatum 2.0.
Yeah, the thing with old Boosie, he's a slasher, and he really can hit some holes quick. He's just like Richie sometimes, where Tatum's got a little more thump to him, like Brandavion, he's got a little thump to him, but I'm not scared to put Kelvin Washington in there, not a bit. He can catch, too, out of the backfield. He had a couple of big catches. But he ran I ain't going to say the wrong route, but he ran it the wrong way. But he caught it.
Run it wrong every time if you get that six, right?
Jordan's like, he ran, he did it. I said, well, you threw it to him. He caught it. So we'll just move on. We'll straighten that out. He learned a lot tonight. And I was probably too hard on him down there on the kickball. Ball's about to go out of bounds. He's trying to get out of bounds. He kicks it with his foot. Said, do you not know you can't kick a ball? It's illegal kicking and a penalty. He didn't know. Had never been in that situation. I mean, we're talking about a very talented kid that didn't play ball last year as a freshman. Yeah. He was hurt, broke his collarbone, and didn't play. You know, so this is his first football to high school level. You know, he's going to be special. He is special. And but I'm glad we got him. And believe me, he's going to learn from it. And he's going to make a lot more plays for Lobos in years to come.
With a whole load of backup running backs, you ended up with 220 yards rushing as a team tonight. So that's not bad.
No, not bad. Well, you know, we got to block it a little bit better up front. We got beat across our face a couple of times. We had some other plays. And, you know, we knew coming in with the style of defense they played, they were going to line up, you know, and they were going to move them and slant them and blitz them, and they just going to give us so many different looks. It was going to be hard, but, you know, when you get them, you get them, you know, and they do a good job with their defensive structure, and we felt like we should be able to run the ball on them and get zeroed in on what they were doing, and, you know, and then hit some play actions, and it probably was too greedy. Early on, I felt like the first one to Jalen down the sideline was a P.I. I don't know how that's not, but I'm not an official. No, I'm blaming officials. But, you know, that was a shot. And then a couple of them, you know, we got pressured, had another, probably a touchdown, pressured and scrambled. And then Jordan scrambles and scores, and we get called for holding. Just, you know, stuff like that. You can't make those mistakes.
Through seven games now, how do you feel about where your football team is?
I feel good. I mean, you know, I was worried about tonight, really was, just because the opponent we were playing, kids compare scores. They, you know, they saw where Lufkin beat them last week. You know, you worry about things of that nature. Playing here at a 7 o'clock game wasn't going to be a big crowd. But, you know, we got to find some juice. We didn't play with excitement. We didn't play with the intelligence, intensity that we needed to play with to come over and just get this thing over with, and you know, don't let it hang around in the balance, because a guy, you know, five, he gets loose three or four times, you're in problem. You know, you're in trouble. But we're pretty healthy. You know, the exception two running backs didn't play, of course, but they're going to be back. I feel like. Still got a ton of confidence in Jordan Allen. I got a ton of confidence in our offensive line defensively. Still playing pretty good defense, you know. I feel good about it. We can't take steps backwards. We can't get to the point where we're tired of practicing because, kids kind of get complacent. They go through the motions. You get tired of practicing and putting forth effort. Then all of a sudden you don't play good. And I'm not going to say that was the case tonight, but I didn't think we practiced extremely well all week. You know, for whatever reason. It may be we had a non-school day Monday, and, you know, it was okay. It wasn't great. We made some bonehead mistakes throughout the week. But then again, what North Mesquite does presents those problems that we had to deal with, you know, whether it's the defensive structure and the movements and, you know, their safety number 10 is really good. Mm-hmm. He is a big hitter. Of course, you saw what five could do. They were part of our problem, too.
Yeah. You going into next week now, you're playing a team that beat you last week. Is that help you to get your team's attention this week as far as workouts are concerned?
You know, we never talk about revenge, but, you know, learn from prior experiences. You know, there's
interesting way to put it.
I mean, that's out to one, but you better prepare. You know, McKinney Norris, a good football team. They run the ball. They got a great running back. He gave us problems last year. The quarterback gave us problems last year. And we went up there and turned the ball over four or five times. Let them convert third and long, fourth and long. We just did not play really good football, and they beat us. So, you know, we talked about that the last couple of weeks, you know, playing really good, then we don't practice well, then, you know, I told them, ding, ding, remember McKinney North last year, you know, that they outplayed us, you know, out-executed us, they won the ball game, but it should not have come down to that, because I felt like we still had the better football team. We did not play that way that night, and they took it to us.
McKinney North losing to Lufkin right now in the fourth quarter, 38-31.
Oh, Lord.
So I don't know if that's a surprise to you or
– You know, this is a big game for Lufkin, you know, because, you know what, they lost to Forney. They lost to us. you know, and this is a big game for them because, you know, they still got Lancaster, you know, and McKinney North, and I guess they got Tyler somewhere down the road. I don't know how that ends up, but it is a big game for them, and that'd be a big win for them as far as, you know, playoff contention goes.
Johnny, any final thoughts for Coach before we let him go?
No, I think tonight in particular, there were some great plays made on both teams, but I thought it was a good effort by Longview, especially when you consider your two main backs have been out. I mean, I think you got to be proud of the outcome of this game, and maybe there's a few things that didn't go exactly right. You know, it's strange, though, the first half we didn't complete a pass.
I know.
And then the second half, it just completely turned around, which was kind of amazing. I hadn't seen that in a long time. But
well, we had a drop. On one, and then we got. I'm telling you, it was. I don't know how that's not PI, but anyway, that was bomb. They had to throw another one away, but no, we didn't. I think we're 0-4, 0-5 in the first half. I said, "Well, Jordan, we still gonna keep throwing it. You know, we just got to get you in rhythm." And we threw a little flood pass. We caught. You know, move on, and you know, we hit Jalen on the big one. He made a heck of a throw for play action. He ran inside fade route and caught it, and heck, I did. You know, throws one to Boosie for a touchdown. We'll come down and hit Jalen for a touchdown and call us for a penalty, back us up, get called for another penalty, back us up, and then he winds up throwing one to Jalen again, you know. So he did a good job throwing the ball in the second half, you know, and then when it got to where it was, I mean, we're really trying to just milk the clock, you know, and get on down the road with it, and then we get stopped at midfield, and then we get, you know, a couple of penalties, a couple of bad plays that we made. We can't do, but it was a better second half for us throwing the ball for sure.
And now you got a less stressful weekend.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So I am staying home.
More sweet too.
Yeah, that's right. Unless I got some honeydews, I'll get there. But she may have to do that.
Coach John King, congratulations on the win tonight, and appreciate you coming by as always.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's John King, the Longview Lobos head football coach. Let's take a timeout, and we'll come back and wrap this up from Mesquite Memorial Stadium. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Once again, Longview Lobos win it tonight by a score of 42-19. They go to 7-0 on the season. They go to 4-0 in district play. They continue to look like the number one team in the state. And so next week, Longview will be back at home at Lobo Stadium. They'll be taking on McKinney North. We'll be on the air for the Coach John King show at 7 o'clock. We'll have the kickoff and all the action with Johnny Vaughn. We'll be talking to you and describing the Longview Lobos against McKinney North starting at 7:30. Johnny, any final thoughts before we let you go?
Yeah, I'm just it was an unusual game. No completions in the first half. Gave up some big plays, made some big plays, had some penalties, a lot of stuff that went on. The main thing is that we came out with a win, and you're kind of at a point now, you got to start building momentum because we're going to the playoffs, and you want to just play better as the end of this season and start the playoffs on a roll, and I feel like that's what's going to happen for the Lobos.
Well, we'll see how it goes. We go into the next game, and that's going to be game number 8 next week against McKinney North again at Lobo Stadium. So for Johnny Vaughn, I'm Brian Houston. Thanks very much for listening tonight. We hope you have a great weekend, and once again, the final score tonight, Longview 42, North Mesquite 19. Thanks very much for listening tonight. You have been listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM.